It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Flyer is one of those words that can give even confident spellers a pause.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, I'm helping to organize a neighborhood party, and I said I'd help distribute a flyer to let people know about it. But when I looked at the word, I couldn't remember if it should be F-L-Y-E-R or F-L-I-E-R. You had the same thing?
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because it is a word that often gives me pause, and I look at it and think, is it an I? Is it a Y? Does it matter?
It does matter. What's right?
If you look in most standard dictionaries, they will give you both, which would indicate that we're both right. We're always right, no matter what we choose. What I was struck by was, in many of them, if you look up flyer with a Y, it will say a variant of flyer with an I, and then you look up the word, the spelling with I, and you get the definitions. I looked on Google Books, and it turns out that the flyer, the spelling with the Y, has been much more common for the last 40 years, yet it is still seen as the variant.
Weird. All right. So tell me, if I am a frequent flyer, I am an F-L-I-E-R.
Or we could use the Y. Again, you'll find both. And it's one of those tricky things of, with the E-R that turns a verb into a noun, do you change the Y into an I or not? This comes up in the word dryer as well. As in a washer and dryer, dictionaries will tell you you can use either. The spelling with a Y is much more common for the noun. But of course, when you have an adjective, as in this shirt is drier than that one, you would spell it with an I.
Like as in martinis as well.
Right. Good. If you want a drier martini.
Right.
Now, this had me thinking about other words that where we get some spelling issues when you get a derived form, as in you add a suffix. So the first one that came to mind was judgment.
Yes.
And whether there's an E in judgment, which I was trained that there's no E in judgment. And the spell checker on Microsoft Word does not like the E in judgment. Mm-hmm. But in British English, the E is a standard spelling. Apparently, except in legal context. So there you're getting a British-American difference. And then we have the issue of how you spell something like canceled.
Oh, yes. The one L or two.
How do you spell it?
With one L.
As do many Americans. And here again, we get a British-American distinction. This may be largely thanks to Noah Webster, who was trying to simplify spelling in the early 19th century and thought there should be one L in traveler or canceled. I was interested to see a piece in The New Yorker from 2013. The New Yorker Style Guide apparently likes the double L in traveled as well as the double S in focused.
I have to go now. This is just too much for me to take. Thank you so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.